Welcome back again. In this video we're just going to talk about output. So it's not the very output you are able to see on the screen, but it's basically the output that is appearing in the form of streams and things like that. So in shells that you have used in the past, everything that appears on the stdout or stdir streams is considered to be the output. In the other shells, you can typically redirect stdout to a file using the redirect operator, which is this one, I believe. Yeah, this one. And in some shells, like corn shell, you can capture the stdout output to a variable. In some of the cases, you can do the same in the PowerShell as well. For example, if I just simply say here, for example, get child item, which is to get the child item, this is a simple command. If you don't know, we have explored the three keys in the previous video. You can just go there, recap that, and get a bit of help about that. So there you go. And now I would say recurse, and recurse all the stuff there. So for example, if you just want to save that in a variable, I would simply say dir and is equal to get child item and recurse. There you go. So here I want to tell you something amazing. Looks about the same in PowerShell, so what's the big deal in the recursing of this stuff? So, well, there's a number of differences in the PowerShell and other commands that you should be aware of. So, I would say the output is always a .NET object. First, remember the PowerShell output is always a .NET object. That output could be a stream.io.fileinfo object, or system.diagnostic.process object, or system.string object, or anything like that. So basically, it could be any .NET object whose assembly is loaded into PowerShell, including your own .NET objects. Be sure not to confuse PowerShell output with the text you see rendering to the screen that is quite visible in front of us right now. So if I just want to give you an example of that, it would be get process, and we just get the process of PowerShell. PowerShell, there you go. So these are the processes of PowerShell that are running. So now let's capture the output and examine its types. So for example, if I say the processes, P-R-O-C-S, processes, I'm going to just get that, and that is equal to get dash process, and I want to get the process of PowerShell. There you go. So in the procs, I'm having the process in the PowerShell, so now what I'm going to do is that I would say the processes I got dot get type and its full name, and if it works fine, so there you go, I'm able to see that it's system.object. So the output is always a .NET object. So here what I would simply say is that output in the shell, in the PowerShell variable C, is always a .NET object, whereas we can also perform some commandlets, like for example recurse, and that is kind of similar to what's available in other shells. And and a bit of things, PowerShell is quite different from the other shells that we just discovered. And that's it for the video. In the next video, we're just going to discuss more about PowerShell and we'll explore more. So till then, take care and wait for the next video.